So by popular request, which means that you guys said that I could talk about whatever I want. I'd like to just run through the Seder very quickly and make some of my points about each of the Simani HaSeder. There are 15 different Simani HaSeder. They correspond to the 15 Shir HaMa'alos in the sense of Rabbi Daniel Stein gave a share about this last week, in the sense of that as we go through the Seder, it's Ki'ilu, we're ascending through the Shir HaMa'alos, whatever that's worth. So the Simani HaSeder begin Kadesh. Kadesh, there's a Machlokes that our Salvechik spoke about. It's in the Haggadah, Siach HaGrid. There's a Machlokes between the Magen Aron and the Taz about how early can you start the Seder. In other words, B'nei B'shoshesh Matzah Mar V'nachum Fanecha. So what do you have to start after dark? So the Magen Aron and the Taz have Machlokes. Maybe you could save 2 minutes and start Kiddush before dark, and then everything else, maybe you could do after. Again, maybe Kiddush, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karkas, Yachatz, and Getzel Magid, and you'll start Magid b'shoshesh matzah marim. So what's the pshat in the Magen Avraham? You have to also do Kiddush after dark. So the Rav explained that the Rambam points out, being a Perek Zayin, that Hilchos Chametz Matzah, that the Yisod of Sipritzis Mitzrayim is like Zachas Yom HaShavu Sekacho, and just like Kiddush by Zachas Yom HaShavu Sekacho, my mitzvah is to differentiate this day from all other days to show how special the Yom HaShavu is. So also my goal of Sipritzis Mitzrayim is to show, right, like Manashtana says, the difference between this night and all other nights. If that's the case, so a chelek of the Sipritzis Mitzrayim might be Amiras HaKiddush. That when I say Kiddush, I'm saying, okay, Ribbono Shel Olam, you separate Yontif from the other days, right? It's another way. It's not saying Manishtana in the sense of these are the different things that we do at night, but by making Kiddush, I am differentiating this day from the other days. And perhaps there's a Kiyum of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Kiddush. Now, why is this important? So this is important because it's Miyashev, a difficult piece in the Dag Omer Rebbavah, that the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes in Simen Tov Ayin Zayin Sif Katan Vav, which is hazoi. What happens if a person, let's say, is a doctor, is on call, and you didn't do any seder, it's almost Chatzos HaLaila, and now you have 5 minutes. So what can you do in those 5 minutes? Right? So the Dag Omer Rebbavah says, what you do is make Kiddush and have matzah and maror and say the Haggadah afterwards. The Sefer Emek Bracha is an Os Daled of Hilchos Leil HaSeder. The Sefer Emek Bracha asks 1 second. If you're eating matzah before chatzos, that means that you hold that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is only till chatzos. Well, if you need Haggadah b'shoshesh matzah mor v'nachum lefanach, you have to say Haggadah also before chatzos. So, my dear beloved Dag Omer Rebbavah, what are you talking about? That's the Emek Bracha's kasha. So, according to the Rosh Yisod, that Kiddush itself is a mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim, so then that's a yishuv for the Emek Brachas Kasha, right? That you're saying Kiddush and you're doing Sipritzis Mitzrayim taka before Chatzos. So that is the idea of Kiddush.
What's the reason you have to? Or just you should, meaning you're still Makayim Sipritzis without Kiddush, just it's part of the Sipur,
Well,
no?
again, the
So that
idea
was part
is
of what
that
Chazal
I
was saying.
need to eat matzah before chatzos. I can't eat matzah without kiddush.
I'm saying that the Magen Aron Taz, meaning the beginning of the night. Meaning, is there a reason? I mean, there's
Oh.
an inyan to dafka do it after taste, but there's no like, like
So
you're
you're
not like.
saying I'm Mekayim some of. So I think the idea
It's
is
not
I
like he's darning
want.
here in your seaboard if you
You're
just
saying
eat
like
matzah.
Karmabra, but there's
Yeah.
like a minimal amount, and maybe I get that minimal
You have to
amount
get up and
of.
shalom clap and say, don't make Kiddush before it says. Just like there's a hidden to.
I think maybe I'm making some of maybe I'm not making Sibri Dizman Shine, but I'm making Kiddush without the Inyan of Sipur at that point. So I think the value is that we want to be Mekayim all of Sipri Dizman Shine, Bishoshish Matzah Mar Melachim Ufanacha, and if the Kiddush is Sipri Dizman Shine, that's what we want to do. I think it's a good kasha. Kaddish. So the problem is that B'chol HaShana we have a din of Kiddush Makom Seuda. And Kiddush Makom Seuda, Ora, right? I have a Haggadah that goes on for a few hours. How do I have Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? So that's a That's a strong cap. That's a strong kasha. So Rav Moshe Schnurbach actually takes this kasha very seriously. He says you should hurry up with the Haggadah. Now that's already taking briskerness to a new extreme. Chacham Avad Yosef has a lesson that we pass in the Chataf Matzah is Yatzah, but Chataf Haggadah lo Yatzah. If I just like rush through the Haggadah, it's very hard. Like you're going to rush through the ikar of like this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Gadol Avincha, right? It's the only chinuch throughout the years, Drabona, and this is a mitzvah in HaTorah. Right? To rush through that, to be yoti, Kiddush Makom Seuda is very difficult. There are some poskim who say that what you should do is make sure you drink a full Kos Rishon, and according to the Gaon, be yoti Kiddush Makom Seuda that way. Okay. But again, if there's too much of a hefsek, so then maybe I have a problem of I shouldn't have to make a bracha achrona after the first one. So then what they say is, well, keep on drinking. Grab the Haggadah, keep on sipping on the wine. And that way, you don't have to make a bracha achrona because I'm being mamshich my shtiyah the whole time. Okay, it's interesting. Some of the poskim say, and we'll talk about this a little more, that maybe this is the pshat of Yachatz. The Rambam doesn't have Yachatz at all. And it's a little bit funny why we have Yachatz. So we're assuming that Lechem She'onim Lo'olav Devarim Harbeh means it has to be on the Prusa. Like, why? Maybe the Rambam doesn't have Yachatz. Maybe Yotze Lechem She'onim Lo'olav Devarim Harbeh, that one's on the Prusa. So what's the pshat Yachatz? So it could be the pshat Yachatz is that it shows that the Su'udah began. And it's some kiyum of Kiddush Makom Seuda. I'm showing that I already began to eat the pas. Right? How do I show? I do yachatz. I do the initial betziya. Maybe that's the pshat. But it still is an interesting question about how you go to Kiddush Makom Seuda. So that's Kaddish.
Why is it the biggest kasha? Meaning, it's only Kiddush Makom Seuda is the Midrabanan, and the whole hafsek is because of Rabbi
It's
Mekhanim.
the
That
big
was
time of
the
the
whole
race. Right. That's the
it's
way
the
you
root
felt
of
like about Rav
life.
Moshe Sternbach. So, but it looks a little bit funny that Chazam HaTakein, or whoever this Baal HaGadah is, historically we don't know. Joseph Tabori has a whole, his dissertation was on the Haggadah, who the Baal HaGadah was, how the Haggadah developed. But it's a little bit strange that we have such a long Haggadah, right? One could have reasonably had a shorter Haggadah, or maybe Chamar Reza Meshubach is going on after Chatzos, you keep on going. Right, like those Talmidim that read about the beginning of the Haggadah. One could argue that you should try to get a Kiddush Makom Seuda in the right way. Your argument that this is Guf of the Seuda because Chazam attacking it this way, but it's not Seuda yet, right? Because Seuda means eating bread, right? Oh, so Kaddish or Chatz. Orchatz, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out in the Halil Bo Shlomo that all the simanim of the Seder, all of them have no vav. Karpas, Yachatz, Magid, Rachza. How come it's Kaddish Orchatz? How come the vav is like a vav ha-mechaber? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a suggestion that, the Taz has a discussion about many people throughout the year are not machmir from the Tilas Yadayim from Dabash HaTibula B'melach. The tshuva of the Kashi Glove, it's probably wrong.
The mushroom.
Mashiach, thank you. The Kashubon points out that Bachor, or the Taz has a discussion, maybe there's some Yishuv of it. The Kashublover works very hard to try to be Miyashev, not doing the Tiyos Yadayim all year long on Davar Shetibul. But maybe the idea is that all year taka we paskin that you don't need the Tiyos Yadayim for Davar Shetibul. We're assuming that's a din only in Kachim, Truma, whatever, and therefore it's Kadesh Berchatz, meaning to say, I'm washing the hands as a special inyan of Kedusha. It's not really a required Netilas Yadayim. Maybe that's the pshat. Now, if you hold that it's not a real required Netilas Yadayim, so it could be that Netilas Yadayim of Berchatz is only Kadesh Sheyish. And there's a minhag in certain communities that only the person who leads the seder would do orchatz. Rav Shlomo Zalman used to tell the women in his home, "Don't take off your rings before orchatz." Because again, taking off the rings is probably a chumra ba'alma. We're not machmir on chatzitzas by netilas yadayim, the same as we are when you go to the mikveh, etc. And it could be that the water gets underneath it. So just to show that this is not a full-fledged netilas yadayim, so therefore you should demonstrate that by not taking off your rings. I happen to think that if you have like a large communal seder and there's lots of people and you have to wait like 25 minutes. Right. For Urchatz, it might be kedai to have only the Baal HaSeder do it. And if the kids ask, "Ay, what do you mean we learned this Urchatz?" So you give them the answer. The answer is that no, the Urchatz is really a Chumra Ba'alma that we're doing a little HaSeder, etc. That could be the pshat. Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas. So the idea of Karpas is either Kedesh Yishal HaTinokas or it is La'orah Taivas HaMacho. It's the beginning of Maror, etc., and that's what we have in mind by the Bari Adoma. But now, there are poskim who say this is probably incorrect. There are poskim who say that you should definitely not use a potato for karpas because karpas is supposed to just be goyre tava samaycho, and potatoes fill you up. So you eat a little bit of parsley or something. So that could be more of a kiyum. There is a funny shita that when the Gemara in Bracha says a kimen and pitrios, you make a shahakol. So pitrios we usually translate as some sort of mushroom, but there are shitas that, probably wrong, there are shitas that a potato is considered pitrios, and therefore you get a shahakol on it. And if you make a shahakol on it, so you can't pater the motor. That's an interesting suggestion. So karpas, there are two opinions about whether you eat karpas behaseiva or not. V'cha'ora, this depends on the etymology of karpas. Is karpas based on karpasim, right? Like a ksenes pasim is a nice outfit, and kar is like a pillow. Say or it's like derech cheros, or it's karpas osios of samach perach, right? Which refers to the avoda that we did, etc. And nafkamina is whether you do heseba. The pashtus is that heseba makes more sense, even if it's zecher or vayimoros chayehem. Most poskim assume that b'di'evi you'll say maror if you eat it heseba. So it probably makes more sense to eat the karpas, behaseba. There is a discussion in the Rambam paskins that you eat a kizayis of karpas, and the Rambam paskins that you dip the karpas in the charoses. So in the Haggadah, the Siach HaGrid, so the Rav explained that the idea of eating a full kizayis and dipping it in charoses is because the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of achila of karpas. It's not just Kedesh Yishal HaTzinokos, it's like a full-fledged mitzvah of achila. Okay, not bad. But there's a huge nafkamina. If you karpas is just Kedesh Yishal HaTzinokos, how come like you're dipping something before the meal? So one could argue if it's Kedesh Yishal HaTzinokos, so then the Borei Pri HaAdamah should be recited by everybody. A Birchas HaMitzvah, I pass in, I can be motzi you with a birchas hamitzvah. By birchas hanehenin, I should not be motzi you with chatzchilah birchas hanehenin. If the idea is that karpas is kedesh yishal hatzilokus, I'm eating some food at the beginning of the meal, so it's fundamentally a birchas hanehenin. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. According to the Rambam, that I eat a kezayis and I dip it in the charoses, just like the Rambam was, I dip the mur in the charoses and I dip the mat in the charoses. According to the Rambam, every mitzvah chilah you put in the charoses. So one could argue that the karpas is also a mitzvah achila, and therefore I can be motzi you with the Bari Pri Adamah on karpas. I think different families have different practices about whether only one person recites the Bari Pri Adamah, everyone recites it together. We spoke about yachatz already briefly. Many people have a practice that they speak about stealing the afikoman. Rav Palm points out that this is actually a very bad thing. Because the night of Leil HaSeder is the main night of Chinuch. And to talk about stealing on the main night of Chinuch is a very bad thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein was once asked, how come the minhag in yeshivas is that you begin learning Gemara with Perek Elul Metzias? Wouldn't it make more sense to begin learning Gemara with Brachas or Shabbos, something that is more relevant? How can you begin with Elul Metzias? So Moshe says that no, it's very important to begin with like a din and say the Nezikin. If I find something, I have to return it because mitarnish nemen von yenem. And now I'll take someone else's stuff. That's like the beginning of Chinuch. So if that's the beginning of Chinuch, you start with Elul Metzias. Therefore, you should not speak about stealing Afikoman, right? You should speak about maybe chatifa Afikoman, hopping it around, but you shouldn't speak about stealing because stealing is not proper, right? And we want to have a we stealing should leave a bad taste in our mouth. Magid, so we begin with Halach Ma'anya, Kodit V'Yifsach. What does Yetzer V'Yifsach mean? Like Ochor B'sman Hazeh, we don't get the Korban Pesach. So the answer is if you look in Targum Umplus, Rav Huttner has in the Sefer Zikaron, they quote from Rav Huttner that people translate Pesach wrong. U'Pasach Hashem al ha-Pesach, Vos Meintas U'Pasach. So Targum Unkelus writes, V'chamal, the Rebbe Shalom had chemla, he had rachmanis. The yisod of Leil HaSeder is HaKadosh Baruch had rachmanis, and we want to have rachmanis on other people also. That's why dafka we begin, Kodesh, Kodesh, Yisach, come in, I want to dafka have rachmanis, etc. That's Magid. There's a lot more to say. Magid happens that most Rishonim assume that Rebbe Gamliel's statement, Kol Shalom HaShol Shedvarim and Pesach, Yatzah Dei Chavasar, just means Yatzah, like a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, right? But the pashtus is that you are Yotze. I remember we used to wake up my grandmother, say, Pesach Matzah Mar, and then she was like, oh, doze off again. So pashtus is you don't have to wake people up for Pesach Matzah Mar. You have to be Mekayim, a certain, right? Someone once asked me, what is the minimum amount of the Haggadah that you could say? So Manishtane, say Avodim Hayinu, you say Mitzchio Hayo Ovdei Avodazara, skip, 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 and then the Bracha Vasher Galanu. Right, l'chaora, that's the minimum amount of Haggadah. Okay, you want to say that you have to Darshan, so you say those Psukim Behigat, right? The Psukim in Parshas Kisavo. But you don't have to say the Rebbe Gamliel thing. That's Magid. Rachza. So why did I wash my hands? I already washed my hands once. So the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Ayin Hey says you're washing your hands because you're Meisiach Das from them. Well, let's say you weren't. Let's say you kept your hands clean. Well, right, you're guarding your hands the whole time. So maybe you don't have to wash your hands again. So the Bir Halacha writes that dafka, you should put yourself in a situation that you should either touch a davar metunaf or touch kisvei hakodesh. I try to do this. I like to learn shir hashirim from a cloth at the end of the Haggadah. So I take out my shir hashirim, and then I wash my hands with the bracha. That's not so pasha though, because maybe the end of kisvei hakodesh that requires nechilas yadayim is only a gezeira for truma, not for chulin. So maybe you're not yotzei. But let's be honest, I probably wasn't careful about my hands the whole time. Anyway, and it's a good idea to teach the kids that when you that there's an nechilas yadayim when you touch kisvei hakodesh. Motzi matzah, right? Magid rachza motzi matzah. So motzi matzah, there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes Mechaber Rama, about whether you are matzbil the matzah in Melach. Mechaber says yes, Rama says no. What's the pshat in the Rama? Lachaora, you don't have to be toiv about anything in Melach all year long. If you have good fresh bread, you don't have to dip it in salt. So why are we toiv about Melach? So maybe Alpi Kabbalah we are. Okay, maybe Mechaber in Eretz Yisrael, he's into Kabbalah, right? Mechaber's into the Zohar more than the Rama. Okay, Machaber holds at 6 hours, Rama holds 1 hour, he's into the Zohar. Maybe that's the pshat. But it could be the pshat is hazayin, a little different pshat. This is something I said myself, so if you don't like it, blame me. But the idea is that the Rama writes that Leil HaSeder you shouldn't eat eggs. Right? He writes at the end of Tov Ayin Hey that some people have a practice of eating eggs. And one second, right? Tov Ayin Hey is Tov Aleph. The Rama writes, some people have a practice that they eat eggs, but it's not like the best practice, and you certainly shouldn't dip the eggs into you shouldn't dip the eggs because that would be an extra tibul to be mosif al hatibulin. So maybe the reason why we don't dip the matzah, we Ashkenazim don't dip the matzah, is because we're being worried about being mosif al tibulin. What's the threat in the Sfaradim that they dip the matzah? So it could be that it's not considered a tibul, okay? TPO maybe is only in the liquid. Or it could be that if you hold like the Rambam, so then you dip everything in Charoses. In fact, the Mechaber never has salt water on the Seder plate, no? The Rambam has salt water on the Seder plate, Mechaber doesn't. So how do I have my second TPO? So Kenza, my second TPO is my matzah in the salt. No? That trans right, that's the Mechaber holds you dip the matzah in the salt. The Rambam holds you don't.
What about the heart? He doesn't hold you dip matzah in Parosis.
So again, it could be that Shnei Tibulim means two chatzes that I'm told that I'm not built into. One is Charoses, and the other is salt. Right? Totally different than the Yiddish translation of Einmal, Karpatz and Zaltzvasser, Einmal, Mar and Charoses. Totally different than that. Again, these are my ideas. I told the Sefer Shechter that he did not like this at all. But again, it seems to me that this is the pshat. The din is Motzi Matzah, Magirotza Motzi Matzah. After Motzi Matzah, you have to eat Maror. There's a discussion what the Maror is in the yeshiva's journal that preceded the Torah Matzah. The journal is a journal called Gesher. So there's a fellow, I forgot his name now, that read an article that horseradish is not Maror. Maror is a mistranslation of, horseradish is a mistranslation of what Maror is. The horseradish has none of the simanim of Maror. In Rabbi Willig's Haggadah, he says, yeah, Tak has none of the simanim of Maror, but since your grandfather, great grandfather ate it that way, and the kids see that, Abba, Tati, whatever, like starts to cry, even in the horseradish, so maybe you should do it, but you shouldn't mix the horseradish together with the lettuce, because the lettuce is the ikar din of Maror. If you're going to mix the horseradish with the lettuce, if you make like a wrap, so then what's going to happen is you have the Dava HaRashus, that's being Mevatel Dava Shel Mitzvah. So you should eat the horseradish separately. That's what Rabbi Willig has in the Haggadah. Makes sense. Koyrech, Mishneh Berurah writes that you should not say Zeichon Mikdash Kehillel because it's a hefsek, and you want, what's it called? And you want the bracha of Matzah Maror to be going on the Koyrech also. That means if you're machmir for that you should not speak at all during that. That's not so posh. Chaim Ovadia Yosef writes, in his opinion, it's not a hefsek at all, because even according to Hillel, that you have to do koyrech, you mix it together, that just means l'chatchila, that you're yotze if you eat the matzah separately from the maror, so saying the zeichel mikdash kehillel is not a hefsek, you're already yotze the mitzvah beforehand. Shulchan Orech, so there is a discussion, someone told me the Rav Shachter does this, I never went to Rav Shachter for the Seder, that he eats a lot of charoses. The Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah writes that there's a mitzvah of achilas charoses. Rosh Hashanah apparently takes, I think Tani called the son-in-law saying Shiva now. Tani told me that Rosh Hashanah, the Suda, like takes lots of charoses and just keeps on rubbing it on his matzah and eating it and eating it. They asked him once, why are you doing this? He says he likes it. Again, I'm not sure exactly. How come it's not most about tibulim? So it could be because you're not matzah, you're not dunking it into, you're just taking a knife and you're putting the charoses on top of the matzah. There is a din that you have to have a Shulchan Aruch, so you have to make sure that you eat something. Safon, right? So we try to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Siman Sadi Aleph says that maybe there's a different cheshbon of Chatzos. Usually Chatzos we go between Shkia and Hanetz HaChama, or between Seis HaKoychavim and Alos HaShachar, right? But one could argue that we should do chatzos over here between Shkia and between, what's that, between Seis HaKoychavim. The Rosh Lema Zalman says that you should go from Seis HaKoychavim until Alos HaShachar, right? Because Kachim is for sure Nifsal at Alos HaShachar. But usually we assume that we make the Cheshvan till Neis HaChama, but by the Psalm of Kachim, right, since it's based on Achilas Pesach, etc. So then you should, what's it called? Then you should make a cheshbon of Chatzos until Alos HaShachar. It ends up being a few minutes earlier. There is a discussion in the Mishneh Berurah that maybe you don't make a bracha on the Afikoman after reviewing it after Chatzos. People usually do the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. The Ran writes in Pesachim that you should do challah before Chatzos. Also, Rashi writes, "Lach Mishon the world from Harabe is challah and Haggadah." So maybe they both have to be before Chatzos, someone asked me yesterday that maybe you should make an Avni Nezer type of Tanai and do Hallel also a little bit before Chatzos and make the Hallel with the Bracha after Chatzos. I know. Again, the Maisa, we have Hallel before Chatzos anyway, right? We have the Hallel at the end of Magid, right? How much of Hallel do you have to say to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Hallel? Barich, there's a machlokes between Reb Eliyashiv and Reb Shlomo Zalman. If I bench and I don't say Yalav Yehu, so we bench off our clothes at the Seder. So they have to drink another kais. Again, you skip Yalav Yehu, you have to bench again. They have to have another kos. So that can be like Ma'ar Balakosos, Los of Balakosos. So that's a very machlokes in the Dershin Shempura between what's it called? So from Bar Halel. So we pour a cup for Hallel, right? Now, when do you pour the cup? So there are some people have the minig of pouring it before Shvoch HaMascha, other have the minig of pouring it after Shvoch HaMascha. What's the pshat? So if you look in the round, he has two opinions, but the Dalai Kosos are connected. Either connected Ge'ula, Bo'tzeis, Ritzat, Ga'alti, Ba'kapti, or it's connected the Dalai Kosos Shal Tar'ila, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to give the Umos HaUlam Lasid level. Now, if it's connected the Kosos Shal Tar'ila, it makes sense to do it before Shvoch HaMascha, because that is the Hallel. The fifth kos you say Hallel Hagado on. That's a discussion of the Gemara. The Rambam has a lashon that you are only mosig. The Rebbe was medayed from the Rambam that you don't drink it, you just mosig. The pashtus is that no one was saying that you drink it. Some assume that the fifth kos is connected to Hebesi, and the Rebbeinu Shalom hasn't yet brought us Eretz Yisrael. So the Netziv in his Perash HaTorah says the fifth kos is connected to Bidatem Ki Ani Hashem. That's something you can't drink. You can't imbibe it, you can't ingest it, because we can never come to Vidatim Kni Hashem in the total way. Nirtza isn't much of anything. The idea of Nirtza is funny, that we say Chasal Seder Pesach Kil Chasal. Chasal Seder Pesach is actually the original source is Rav Yosef Tzuf Elam in the Piyatr Shabbos HaGadol. It's Kedai, by the way, to read the Piyatr Shabbos HaGadol there. It's chock full of halachas, the Bali Atosis in every Pesach, and quote all the time. So Chasal Seder Pesach Kil Chasal is the way Rav Yosef Tzuf Elam has in the Piyot. Meaning, you go through the Piyot, I taught you the halachas, and now I finished teaching you the halachas, now we're going to do a Seder later on. So it's funny that we do Chasal Seder Pesach Kil Chasal at the very end, when he basically had it at the very beginning. So we went through the Simani HaSeder, and Yashikayach, questions, comments, observations, any jokes?